I'm Amy, sex educator, sex and relationship coach, and co-owner of PurePleasureShop.com.
I'm April, VP of the cutting-edge sex toy company Hot Octopus, and I dedicate my life to the business of sex.
We are on a mission to teach you how to have hot sex, deep intimacy, and how to make your own rules for who you are as a sexual being.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Revolution. Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com.
And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
We are recording live from April's casita.
Yeah, typically my house is a little bit more active than Amy's spot.
Well, I live alone.
You live alone and you also have a gate, so there's no doorbell, there's no...
Yeah, that's true.
There's no loud street. I live above a coffee shop. Sometimes you hear the banging of the... Not people banging, but the banging of the espresso metal thing.
That would be very fitting if there are people banging in the background.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain they can hear me using my vibrator.
Ooh, who's they? Did the coffee shop downstairs?
They've looked at me funny before and asked me if I have a loud vacuum.
Are you serious? Did they really ask you that?
They did say something. Well, I'm friends with one of the guys that works there. But
like, no, it's my magic wand.
Like, no, that's my electronic toothbrush. Sometimes I just brush my teeth on the floor.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Well, at least I know you're having a good time. It's a good sales pitch, actually.
Yeah.
Like, no, but you need a
new vibrator. Eating dinner yesterday at a restaurant and the chef comes up and he's like, don't you have that podcast? I just listened to that. IGTV, terrible stories, terrible reviews. He's like, I was dying. Fuck those people. I was
on Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram.
Yeah, if you all want 3 to 4 minutes of entertainment and fun, go to our Instagram. You can watch our IG stories of us reading some of our worst reviews on iTunes.
Yeah, someone, one of my really good friends commented that she hates my cat eyes.
She hates them?
She said it scares her.
Wow.
So I did really big cat eye today and I sent her a picture.
Was she traumatized by some pussy at some point in her life?
Like a cat?
However you want to interpret that. Depends on how you want to look
she
at it.
She doesn't have any cats, that's for sure. Maybe I'll ask her.
Like, did you have a bad experience with pussy?
She said that. She's like, I don't know. You need to lessen your cat eye. I was like, I'm embracing my inner Amy Winehouse. Hello, my candles in there that you gave me for my birthday, Amy.
Oh.
Not Amy Winehouse, Amy Baldwin.
Oh, yeah, I gave her Amy Winehouse candle. Everyone has their own opinions. Okay, one person doesn't like some cat eye. Another person loves some cat eye. Someone else said your eyes were on point. Whatever. Anyways, hey, everyone, guess what? April and I both cut our hair for like shorter than we've cut our, and my hair's still somewhat long. But we cut our hair shorter. This is the first time in 15 years that I've had our actual real hair
cut. This is the shortest hair I've had since I was 9 and I was called a boy.
It must be in the air where we're cutting off some old baggage. Fuck your baggage.
I have to admit, it's a bit shocking and I do look extra possibly grungy in the morning when I wake up with my bedhead. I walked my animal this morning and I was like, oh my, when I looked at my reflection in the window.
Have you tested it to see what your sex hair looks like now?
No, I haven't.
Because you know some hair styles give you worse bedhead
sex hair? I bet this one will, because there's like...
Send me a photo when you get your first sex hair from this.
I will, but that's not a shareable photo.
I won't share it with anyone, but I'll tell you all what I saw. I'll paint the picture.
I'm down for that.
She looked damn good. This episode is with Jen and Samantha, Jen Velmer and Samantha Blossom, on how to receive more pleasure by choosing you. Yes, it starts with you. We're all like, it's bad to be selfish. Well, guess what? It's actually good to be selfish because when you take care of yourself first, the rest of the world shines. And there's a way to do it in balance. And we will talk more about that.
And I just want to give this episode a shout out because Jen is a very close friend of mine who I've really, and Amy's neighbor, actually.
Hey, neighbor.
And I've really wanted her to be on the show for a long time. I've actually had her work on me and do some work. And she has some beautiful insights. And her partner, Samantha, well, her business partner.
They don't bang?
I don't believe so.
No bumping the uglies?
Why are they gotta be ugly?
Bumping pretties?
Bumping beauties?
Yeah. Hey, Perry.
Oh, Perry's bark collar is gonna be activated.
Oh, shit.
We're gonna have PETA rolling up on us. Next thing we know.
Oh, wait, did you know the next time we're going to be recording, we're going to be in Mexico?
The next time? That's...
I think so.
Really? That's like 8 days from now.
We're with our dogs.
People ask me, like, what are you going to do in Mexico? I'm like, what? Hang out on the beach?
Sit on the beach.
They're like, oh. I'm like, does that sound so strange?
We'll be working, too.
Yeah, Amy, why do you got to ruin my fun in my head?
Oh, sorry. We're just going to be having fun the whole time. Our work is fun.
I'm definitely going to consume some cervezas.
Oh, I would be consuming cervezas and mucho tequila.
Ooh, dog. Oh. And we're bringing our dog, so we'll let you all know how that goes.
Speaking of ooh, dog.
Should I bring my guitar to serenade you?
You're going to bring a dog and a guitar?
That's too much.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. All right. And my new haircut?
Bring your new haircut because I need you to come. And I don't think you can leave that behind. Unless you shaved your head.
Oh, God.
That would be entertaining. Okay, everyone. We have a sex question we're going to read to you and answer. But first, we want to talk to you about OMGS. We've talked about it many, many, many times on our show because we are obsessed. We love this. OMGS is an online program that teaches you all about sexual pleasure for vulva owners. We learn better this way than we do from a book or just, you know, a porn. Please don't go try to learn from porn. And it is very tasteful. Season one's all about external vulva stimulation. Season two is internal and actually has short videos. It's not live, but they're actual short tasteful videos showing you various ways that you can explore pleasuring your own vulva or another vulva.
Yeah. I love how they have different labels for different techniques like layering, hinting, signaling, surprise, framing. So even if you don't own your own vulva and you're just curious about how to please one, this is the absolute best tool out there. Yep. And we've, even before Shameless Sex Podcast, we've recommended this program.
Changed the lives of so many of my clients. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's so revolutionary.
If you want to get your OMGS on, go to omgs.com/shameless. You get $5 off. Remember, each season it's renewable. So you pay once and you can watch
unlimited times. Go change your life. All right, let's do a sex question. I listened to episode 183 on prostate orgasms and bought an Eneros massager from purepleasureshop.com. Yay, shout out to my mom. We own that sex shop together. Hey, I have tried using it a few times and it feels good, but I haven't yet felt an orgasm, much less multiple ones from the massager alone. But here's the funny thing. I started experimenting by rubbing different places around my pubic bone in sort of the same way a vulva owner might masturbate. I remember your guest on number 183 describing how the P-spot is analogous to the G spot. So I figured why not give it a try? Touching myself there in various ways gave me a tingling feeling that I hadn't had with a massager inside of me alone. But lo and behold, this morning while laying in bed, I gave myself what felt like 4 orgasms by rubbing the area on top of my prostate. Are other penis owners able to get a prostate orgasm by rubbing externally, or did I imagine the whole thing?
That's a very interesting question and thought-provoking.
So they're massaging all around the pubic bone, and so I was trying to get a visual for exactly what they're talking about. First of all, everyone, episode 183 is with someone from Eneros. Eneros makes prostate massagers that were originally designed for health, and then they discovered it's for pleasure as well. We sell them at purepleasureshop.com. If you go there, you get 15% off with coupon code shamelesssex. Go listen to the episode. You know what I'm talking about. We've had a lot of feedback from people saying that they bought the product and loved it, and it gave them a lot of orgasms. But there's different ways that you get the orgasm from that. So one is you put in the prostate stimulator and then you do kind of anal Kegels. So it's like clenching and releasing of the anal sphincter muscles, or your butt cheeks kind of go up and down. Mm-hmm. Who's doing it right now as you listen? April is. Could try to do that and as you do by itself. And as you do that, the massager might massage your prostate and give you an orgasm. Or you put it in, you do your normal play with a penis and whatever you're into. When you have an orgasm, that massager is already in, and when your body does these contractions, the massager massages the prostate while you're having your orgasm and can enhance your orgasm. I personally have seen in person this happen with penis owners where they have had stronger orgasms from this. And what this person's saying is that they've tried that and they've yet to have an orgasm or multiple orgasms from that alone. So my question is, are you just trying to do it by itself with the product, or are you incorporating it into other play while your penis is being touched, or nipples or other things too? If not, I would try it in that way because a lot of prostate orgasms need other stimulation at the same time. But what their question really is about is by exploring these other areas of my body. So it sounds like they're touching almost, they said around the pubic bone. So this is almost like the top of it, as if you and I wanted to press, because you know when you're, stimulate the G-spot, April, you put your fingers inside, but you can press on top of where our vaginal canal is, like press on top of our, there's the doorbell, there's the dog, there's but the other dog. Knew that this would happen. So here, let me do this visual. April, your fingers inside my pussy.
Okay.
They're curled up towards my G-spot, towards my belly button. But you also have a hand on top of my pubic bone pressing in on the other side of the tissue.
Okay.
So one hand's on, kind of almost on top, between where my belly button meets my clitoris, but it's so it's on top of there, like almost, but above my pubic hair. And okay. You're pressing in there, so you're so it adds more
almost
pressure.
Almost like the bladder.
Yeah, almost like right there.
Right, okay.
But that's G-spot, G-area tissue. And so I'm guessing that this is kind of what they're doing, but anally? Or are they touching their taint?
So, yeah, the perineum.
Yeah.
I'm curious as well. It didn't make sense to me when I was just reading the text of what from the question. And I don't know.
I do know that people can have prostate stimulation from touching the taint of the perineum.
I didn't know that. I had no idea.
It's indirect and it's on the other side of it and kind of far in, but it's harder to do, but I have heard reports that you can press into
it. Just depending on the way that people are shaped or.
And that's why a lot of prostate stimulators will have a little thing that presses on that spot too.
Mm.
So it adds stimulation. So that's my guess is, but I was also like, are they touching the kind of more the top and pressing in into the bladder? Kind of area that adds more pressure into the prostate too. I'm not 100% sure, but what I will say is anything is possible. And if you human have had this experience, other people have.
Yeah.
I know other people have from touching the perineum. I don't know if other penis owners have had prostate stuff from touching kind of the area that we're talking about above the
it could be more rare or unique and not necessarily the commonality between all these penis owners out there. But either way, it's pretty incredible.
They had four orgasms.
I know. That's incredible.
Yeah. Go rock that.
So my answer to this is fuck yeah. This is not an answer. It's more like an affirmation to you.
And I'll say if other people have had this experience, write us and let us know. Hey, I've had that experience too. And then we can share that on here to let you know, because we don't have penises. And again, I have heard of people having this experience by touching the perineum, but I don't know about right above the pubic hair if you're pressing that. And I don't know if that's exactly what you're talking about.
Mm.
But thank you for sharing, because now we learn new ways to pleasure. I'm going to go try this on maybe my lover someday.
Mm-hmm.
Partner, lover, you know. All right. Are you all ready to dive into a bio?
I'm ready. All right. Jen Velmer is a family, ancestral, and relationship expert who bridges the realms of the multiverses within you to live the expression of your own wild magic each of us are holding within. Her background includes quantum energy alchemy, past life therapist, body talk, body intuitive, and conscious channeling. Samantha Blossom is a soul sparkle coach that focuses on wealth creation and business matrix manifestation, as well as decoding the secret language of your body. Jen and Samantha joined healing forces to create the course Intimacy, which will empower you to become your own North Star. To learn more, visit soulit.co. But first...
With so many options, it can be hard to know which vibrator to buy and whether you're supporting an ethical company. Leica Kitten creates sensational vibrators that help empower women on a sexual wellness journey. Whether you are a new explorer or an experienced sexual adventurer, Leica Kitten has got you covered with the Explorer Collection. The Explorer Collection features four fun vibrators that will take you to all of the places you've been longing to visit. All vibrators are powerful, body safe, waterproof, and rechargeable, and made from either high-grade silicone or high-grade metal. And their packaging is discreet yet fun, making for an excellent gift item.
Plus, a portion of all their sales go to charities that focus on women's empowerment, education, and health. And right meow, Like a Kitten is offering our listeners 20% off and free shipping. Just go to likeakitten.com and enter code SHAMELESS20 at checkout. Just go to likeakitten.com and use promo code SHAMELESS20 to get 20% off. Likeakitten.com, code SHAMELESS20. All right, it's interview time.
All right, everyone, it is episode time. Fun fact about this episode, we're on Zoom. We have three different screens, but one of the women who is a guest is only about a block away from us. But because of our mics and our technology, we can't have us all in one room, and it's also COVID. But at any rate, hey, you neighbor way over there. And we have another lovely guest who is down in Santa Barbara. We're here in Santa Cruz, and you heard a little bit about them in our intro. But we will start with the question we ask everyone. So Samantha and Jen, can you please tell us about your journey and how you got to where you are today in the realm of intimacy and relationships?
Hey, so yeah, I guess I could start. I'm Samantha. So good to meet everybody. I'm so excited. You know, my journey is actually from biochemistry to Chinese medicine, acupuncture. I lived in Shanghai for 6 years, and the pollution there was really bad, actually. So my body started breaking down a little bit. I tried every doctor, everything, and nothing was working. I plugged into energy medicine and I was able to breathe again. So it was like this very big transformation for me. So after that, I studied from teachers all over the world. So I feel like I've captured all these different energy medicine modalities, shamanic modalities, all these different tools to be able to come back in touch with my body. And I think I didn't even realize I was pushing myself. And now that I've kind of tuned into like energy healing and breathing and Kundalini yoga and all these different tools, I've really realized, oh my gosh, these very simple mindset shifts and breathing tools brings you back in your body, and you get so much more sensuality just by like tuning into yourself all throughout the day.
Yeah. So my journey within, I was always very connected to my female body in a way that I was always sensual, always sexual. And yet I grew up in a upbringing where there was so much religious programming, imprinting, you know, cans around my value, my worth, what my role was. And for me, that just was, that didn't resonate. Everything that I was being told, everything that I was being taught, because within discovering my body, within the pleasure that gets to happen, within that relationship with myself that I had innately from the beginning, it was like, how can this be wrong? How can me loving my body, knowing my body, feeling this good be this way? So my journey into my relationship with myself, my relationship with my intimacy of myself, it seemed to be almost that I had to stand in my own truth since a very young age through that. And it wasn't always easy, but there was something inside of me that always said, there's just no other choice, right? I have to be me. I can only be authentically me. And so the whole intimacy, sensuality, sexuality, everything, the discovery through that was in a way just, it was an adventure. And it was one that I've been so excited to take. And of course, there's so many learning lessons along the way, right? With heartbreak, with taking, oh, wait, is this story true about me? Is this relationship aspect? Is all these things that maybe coming from parents or coming from society, are these things true? And having to dismantle into what is my own truth? What is my own relationship with my body? How do I feel in my sexuality, in my sensuality? What are truly the ways that I get to express it? And that's something that I so admire about you women and how you do this podcast, in a sense that your medicine is so deep because you remind people that there is your own way. It's not the way that, okay, this is how, you know, it looks in the porn industry, or this is how it looks in this way. It's finding your own unique way to it, to your truth, to your relationship and all these things. So I just like echo that sentiment of what you guys are doing now and through this. Like, that was my journey into that. And it still continues to be, in the sense of that I'm discovering more and more freedom ever in my life in terms of my relationship with myself, with my freedom, with my right, and how I get to live my life, and that it gets to be led through desire and want, and truly that comes through loving myself more and more, like all the time. Mm-hmm.
So. I just want to take a moment, because this wasn't part of your bio, as it shouldn't be, but I have been just great friends with Jen. She's one of my dearest friends. I've wanted her to be on the show for so long, and I'm just so thankful that you're here. I've done work with you before. You've worked on me before, and I am elated and ecstatic that our listeners get a chance to also have Samantha here with you. And of course, we're going to talk about your collaboration and go deeper into the practice and your offerings later. But I want to talk about this intimacy portion and feeling authentic in your own body while listening to the messages from your body. This is something that I feel like a lot of people lose sight of. We're all about productivity, and it's something as simple as your breath can connect you to your body. But I would love for you to dive more into this subject.
Yeah, honestly, what that makes me think about is I have a 7-year-old daughter. And since we were little, and the way that we talk about and we work with, because neuroscience has found that 95% of our lives are run by our subconscious, right? So if you think about it like an iceberg, the 5% consciousness that we're aware of, that we can see, that desires change, okay, I want to do this, that's only 5%. The other 95% is that bottom of the iceberg that you can't see, that is a beautiful, actually innate survival program. So it creates survival patterns and coping mechanisms off of what it is that we've experienced. So the subconscious doesn't have a filter. It can't differentiate between what is quote unquote right or wrong or nourishing or depleting. It just takes everything in. So through this, again, it's an innate survival program. It's really beautiful. We don't have to think about it. Lots of times I always say that we don't shit on it, because at some point it helped us, right? It helped us survive. It helped us cope. Within that, it creates blockages later on in life. And the reason I'm going into all this is because we as human beings are innately super intuitive. We have this inner knowing and a relationship with ourself that is deep, and children know these things, right? And so within our, usually as children too, things such as sex, as our anything taboo that comes up, oftentimes when we are, something's going on, and children innately know, even if they don't know the details, they're tuned in, they're tapped in. And we, you know, often ask the questions like, as children, you know, what's going on? What is this? And if it's something taboo or they don't want to discuss it, it's either pushed away, totally away, or we get lied to, right? So there's something that's made up. So innately, we're taught that we can't trust ourselves. And like from a very young age, we can't trust what it is that we're feeling. We can't trust this emotional, intelligent knowing that we have. And so I've brought that awareness, you know, through raising my daughter, in the sense of that we try to be very honest with her in an age appropriate way, but be truthful about things such as sex through the body, in the sense that the more that she can truly understand herself and understand her body and the way that she's feeling in the discovery, then the more informed decisions she can make. And then this is what can set her up in her life through being able to trust that innate wisdom that's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I would love to share a little bit about, I feel like in society, we're taught to work from our brain. Hey, there's this goal and you do these things to chase this goal. And our school systems are all kind of set up like that, right? It's like stay seated in school all day, you know, and then you're only using your brain. But the brain is more of like a recorder, whereas your whole body is designed to feel so good. And it's designed to tune into your intuition. And that intuition is your communication system to the universe. The universe is constantly giving you feedback on this is how you're going to, when you're feeling really, really good, that means you're in the right spot, tuning into your body. Like you have happy hormones running through your system, right? And oftentimes we're not feeling good in a way where we're sitting or what we're doing, and we just keep going. We push through instead of taking a moment to say, oh, hey, body, what do you need? You need a little water? You want a stretch? You know, like what's really going on here? And when we take time to tune into that, the frequency, the energy field that runs through our system, that begins to shift. And when that changes, your energy field becomes a magnetic force field that attracts different things into your world. And so it's actually you getting into your peak joy and your peak bliss and your peak happiness. That is actually what creates a lot of changes in your world, which is also that magnetism too, in that relationship and that sex realm. Because when you're feeling really, really good, your partner naturally is attracted to you. And I always say bees are just attracted to flowers or honey. It's when you're getting your energy field very gorgeous and sweet, things just magnetize to you. But we're not always taught how to tune into that. And I think that's this piece that me and Jen really want to bridge for everyone.
Mm-hmm. I think of it as kind of climbing a mountain so we know about, most of us know that the work when we're not feeling good about ourselves or feeling disconnected from our partners or something along those lines, that most of us know, well, maybe not a lot of people think that the partner is supposed to do it all for them or that this is someone else's fault. But a lot of us know that it's our own work first, and that when we do our work to connect with ourselves, whether it's our sexuality or emotional selves, Then it can shine out and forward and through, and then things start to flow with your partnership or your lovership or in the business world. But it's like climbing a mountain, right? It's like, oh, I'm at the bottom of the mountain. I have to climb this mountain. But I know that once I get to the top, then it's smooth sailing over there. And we don't climb it once. We climb it over and over again. So just it's this like easier said than done. And bringing this to the topic of emotions, I think we're also very much taught that we should always feel good, that negative emotions are negative, are bad, you know, emotions that don't feel good. So sadness and anger and all these other things. And so I'm curious about how medicine or emotions can be medicine. And especially when we are talking about pleasure and ways to reconnect with our body, our desire and these yummy things, how can we use our emotions as medicine to create more pleasure in our lives?
Yeah, you know, Amy, I think you hit the nail on the head because that is so programmed that we have to be, I call it the perfection illusion, right? And we all as human beings have the emotions of anger, of sadness, all these things. And because we're not taught healthy ways to nurture them or to express them, they're often treated as something that's outside of ourselves. So, okay, if sadness comes in, then we need, or, you know, depression, then we need to manage it, or anger, our, you know, manage our anger and all these things. And really, the medicine of our emotions is that, number one, we all fucking have them. We all know what it feels like to feel sad, to feel angry. And within that, in that, there is a unique communication system through our emotions, because emotions are how we integrate energy. So when we're going through something, the emotion that we feel behind it is how we're integrating it into our body, mind, spirit, you know, thoughts, all these things. So our emotions are communication signals within us. So if there's something anger, like the essence behind anger is actually about movement. It's about a momentum. It creates energy. If you think about fire, right? There's the fire that can burn away, that can be destructive. And most often we associate anger with that thing, right? It's the anger came out. It's destroyed my relationship. It's destroyed all these things. And then there's the other aspect. And these aren't the only two aspects of fire, but that passion, that igniting that flame, right? And so I think that oftentimes it's also separated into this or that, black or white, good or bad. And that's total bullshit in the sense of that there's a whole range. There's a whole level of different frequencies within the emotions, and the emotions, when they come up, it's the language of the soul in a way of communicating, hey, there's something here. I'm trying to alert you. I'm trying to tell you something. And most oftentimes, because in our world, in our society, we haven't taken the time to process. We haven't taken the time to love and nourish our emotions. We've been taught to shut them down, or they have to only be one way. So, or they seem scary to us. And so what happens is that when we take the time into saying, oh, wait a minute, I know this anger, maybe this frustration coming up in this moment feels super intense. And if I can sit with it for a moment, what is it? Wait a minute, I'm tired. I feel spread thin. It doesn't feel like my time or my energy is being valued. And it's not just about that moment. It's like opening up a file drawer of any time that's ever happened in your life. And so when you can begin to love on your emotions in a sense of like, wait a minute, this is an aspect of me that we all have. And I have a unique communication signal and frequencies that's coming through. And through that, I get to dive into, this is actually about discovering myself more and communicating. So it's that same thing. It aligns with all the rest of coming into staying with authenticity within the self, to be tuned in and tapped in and saying, oh, okay, this is this part. This is this aspect maybe of me that needs to be loved, or that is wanting to be nourished, or all these places. And that emotional frequency then gets to start to translate. It begins to get nourished, and it starts changing that, not only the energetic lines in your body, but it's actually starting to rewire the neurons in your brain. And that's a practice, right?
Yeah, because I think a lot of people end up caking the emotions, and it becomes these like frozen, trapped emotions in the core, you know, and then something comes in and it triggers it. And it may be something small, but their system's feeling so big about it. And the thing is, it's like, as you're in the unraveling process, it's like how to bring that pleasure into oh my gosh, I'm crying right now. I'm crying so much, but I'm like, you're feeling like a little bit of pleasure while you're crying, 'cause you're just like releasing, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know. Sometimes you have some pleasure when you're like peeing or pooing or, you know, 'cause you're like, you're letting go, you know, and it's the thought that's like, oh no, this is bad. I'm angry. Oh no, this is bad. I'm sad. Like that's the piece that takes the pleasure away. But if you really are like, oh my gosh, like I'm going to get a cozy chair, I'm going to get some tea, turn on my favorite music, journal, and then I'm just going to cry it out. You know, it's like, it's actually like a very pleasurable like process, and you get so deep. It makes you go so deep inside where the other emotions can't take you there. You know, the emotions are just communicating to you, letting you know, hey, this part of your life is a little bit off. Like if you just adjust over here, and you'll see when you really take time to listen to those emotions, there's so many messages, like so much beauty, so much wisdom that wants to come through. And the reason it happens is because, hey, you've been so busy in your everyday world, you haven't taken a moment to really tune in. Like, hey, we got to look at some things, you know? So it's really just your spirit wanting to communicate with you.
Okay, time for a quick break. This podcast was made possible by Uberlube. It's a luxurious silicone lubricant that enhances sex and intimacy. We receive emails from listeners who have tried Uberlube, and the feedback is unanimous. We never knew lube could be this good. It's also less likely to throw off the pH than most other lubes, and there are thousands of doctors recommending Uberlube to their patients, whether they want to make their hot sex even hotter or for folks experiencing dryness.
Uberlube is without a doubt my favorite lube. It has no flavor, no scent, and feels absolutely amazing on my body. And it isn't just for sex. I use it to tame my hair frizzies, to prevent chafing, and I even put some in my mouth before an oral sex session. Totally ups my blowjob game. Oh, and the bottle, it's beautiful. It looks like a cosmetic product, so I just leave it out on my nightstand totally shamelessly. To learn why we think it's the best lube on the planet, check out uberlube.com and use code shamelesssex for 10% off plus free shipping. Again, that's uberlube.com and use code shamelesssex for 10% off and free shipping. This podcast was also made possible by Manscaped. 2020 has been the year of things happening that are completely out of your control. But there is one thing you can control, and that's shaving your bush. It's time to take some of that power back into your own hands with Manscaped. Our lovers and penis-owning friends are huge fans of the Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0, a premium electric trimmer that's designed to give you a confidence boost via your manscaping routine. The Lawnmower 3.0 is waterproof and features a ceramic blade with skin-safe technology designed to reduce nicks or tugs on everything below your belt.
Also, be sure to add their Shears 2.0 Nail Kit, a luxury four-piece nail kit that keeps your hands and toes neat and clean. Sharp, jagged hangnails and rough cuticles? Not on my lady bits. From your hands to your bush, please don't let your grooming game fall down the drain. And as always, Manscaped is giving our listeners 20% off and free shipping with code SHAMELESS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com when you use code SHAMELESS. It's time to grab 2020 by the horns by shaving that front trunk. And now back to the show.
I was always taught, and thank you both for sharing that, and it's sitting with me so deeply, because I was always taught my whole life, you don't express yourself, right? Emotionally, be happy and be...
That's all that everyone wants to see.
Yeah, just... but crying is weak, and anger is obviously something's wrong with you. And I have spent so much of my life living in this kind of suppression of my emotions. A song would come on, I'd be by myself in the car, and I'd be like, oh my God! Like, it would all just flow out of me for me just stuffing it so deeply, as you mentioned, Samantha, just in my core. And now, finally, in my adult 30s, because I feel like I wasn't quite an adult in my 20s, I feel so in tune with those emotions, and they really have been medicine. When I'm angry, I'm like, okay, I'm definitely not angry at this person. This anger is stemming from somewhere. Let me invite these emotions in and sit with them, not project them using verbal assaults. Sometimes I've been called a verbal assassin. I am working on that. And it has really helped me become, I guess, well, as you all put it so beautifully, the North Star, your own North Star, which brings me to this question, because I love this. Also, our listeners love tips and insights. So Will you please share a few suggestions and your insights to becoming your own North Star and how this can help folks strengthen not only the connection to themselves deeply, but also with their partner or partners?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, your body is your tool for enlightenment or getting, you know, a success, your own personal definition of success. It's always connecting and communicating with you. But if you don't understand how to use the like if you don't have a manual for your body, you don't understand how to navigate your body, you're not sure how to steer it because the emotions are energy in motion. So each of those emotions, they're carrying you somewhere. Like, for instance, like the benefits of anger is it's just movement. It's letting you know, hey, like even when you say pass the salt, like that's a form of anger. It's very small, but that's anger in its most healthy state. So when we can feel it and it's like small whispers, we just take action, right? But most of us have these like deep buried things because most of us didn't get to process them over, just like you said, like 15, 20 years until like now all of a sudden all these people have these tools that are coming out to support us in moving through these emotions, right? So the thing is, your soul blueprint, the instructions come from inside. This is why whenever we try to do something like only external feedback, it just doesn't feel the same. It's like when you're following the instructions of your spirit, you do it very uniquely. You express it in your own way. It's, you know, it's like, it's not cookie cutter. Like no one else can express you. There's only one you in the entire planet. And so it's really important to be able to decode those things so that the brightest version of you can stand forth. And when you take that stand, it benefits everyone in your world. It's huge, you know? And so selfish is actually a way of like supercharging yourself, but it's actually like just being like very tuned in with you so that you can actually be of service to everyone else too.
Yeah. And so much too. It's one of the levels within becoming the North Star. It's with that uniqueness, how Samantha was talking about that blue essence, like the uniqueness of you, there's also the uniqueness within your experiences. So even siblings growing up with the same parents are going to have a different perspective of their life, what they experienced, what it was that they felt. So that blueprint spirit essence that is you also works together with the uniqueness of your life experiences. And so much of, you know, in society, we've gotten away from tribal communities in the sense that we were taught where it was nurtured and nourished in a sense that the shit that you're going to go through, these are rites of passages. This is a deeper understanding into your medicine, into understanding yourself, into understanding the world and your interaction with the world. And when we're separated from that sense of inner knowing that is there, that has not been nurtured, then all the things that we experience and go through, the hard times, it just feels for nothing. And what it is there's that deep part of the medicine, and being the North Star is through that learning to bring in love into each of those moments and those experiences. So sometimes when maybe, you know, it was an abusive relationship or something's happening, and within that, there's that level that this is what the imprints that come in, and what the truth is though is saying is that, hey, this is not love, right? This is like, there's deeper things in there that often happen through those hard experiences. But when we can take the time to bring love into that place, to bring into that moment, it crosses time and space. You're actually beginning to heal past, present, and future in a sense that you're saying, wait a minute, this is not the whole of who I am, even though there was this relationship aspect or this certain thing happened to me or whatever it looks like in the life, that is not the whole of who I am as a person, as a human being, and my worth, my love, my value. So each of these things actually bring in the depths of this inner knowing, this deeper understanding, because when we've experienced something, first, it starts with the self, right? It's like that experiential knowledge. Someone who has never been depressed can't say, I read a book and on depression and I totally get it, right? Mm-hmm. So through the experiences that we have, these are actually deep parts that are being nourished, and it's not always obvious in a sense of, this is a part of your medicine. This is a deep understanding that you have, so that through this experiences, because we know that life happens in rhythms and cycles, just as Amy was mentioning, like when you climb that mountain, you don't climb it once. There's mm-hmm. going to be multiple times of climbing the mountain. So within that, with each element, you get to nourish and deepen the relationship with yourself that then guides you no matter where you are in your life, no matter where you are in the cycles and the rhythms, the ebbs, the flows, the shit, the good, everything in between, back to your center, back to that North Star. And part of that is really, it's just bringing that gentleness in with the self and loving and saying, wait a minute, maybe these experiences happen, but that's not the whole of who I am. That's not the truth of who I am.
Yeah, I had a couple of thoughts about all of that. So one, I like to kind of summarize things usually for myself, but maybe it'll help listeners too. One is that the body is the way, and the body is the feelings and sensations and emotions are a part of the body too. So you sadness, anxiety, depression, all those things, and that the head is actually a useful tool and can distract us, and that the head is more the thoughts. I'm a terrible person. No one loves me. But if you get beneath that, there's a feeling. Is there sadness? Is there loneliness? Is there not enoughness? And that those are the more of the things that one, and we're not taught this too. We're like, oh, all head and mind. And we see our parents' insecurities and the way that they talk about and process and talk shit about the neighbor or all that stuff. Instead of like, I'm just really deeply sad saying that to their child, no, I have to tough it up and be that parent that doesn't show that I am an emotional being. So the body is the way, the emotions are the way. These are the tools that we're not taught. What my advice to listeners, because a lot of people I think also feel like the body's a hard one for them to get into because they have trauma. And if that's you, if you're like, I don't even know how to feel my feelings, or they don't make sense, or my body shut down, there are a lot of therapeutic modalities for people that you can work with. And I know I'm going to ask you all about your online workshop that you have too, and how people can do that work, but there's ways to get in there, and it's a process, which brings me to another point. Is that we're taught it's all supposed to be easy. We're supposed to be comfortable. And I think one key takeaway that I get from probably every single podcast we do, but from here is just another reminder that it's not supposed to always be easy. And if it was, it would be really boring. We would be like, oh, I got this shit nailed down, but we're in this time where just take a pill for it, just get a prescription, or we're in the hacker culture, right? Like the life hacks. We want life. I want the quick, easy access to multi-orgasmic experience because I just want to press the button and there it is. But it usually 99.9% of the time doesn't work that way. And instead, if we were one taught that from the beginning, hey, just so you know, kid, it's not going to be easy, that to get from point A to point B, we do work. And there's a whole wonderful journey along the way that we can be present for, to find pleasure even in the journey, even in the hard stuff. And that, yes, we'll have moments in time where it'll be easy. Oh, this is nice. It's peaceful. It's calm. But don't get attached to that.
Enjoy that time.
Enjoy it.
Really sit into it and feel it. And then you'll be prepared for the...
Know that it's going to...
For what's next.
It's going to shift again. And that's part of it. This applies to pleasure, desire, relationships. Oh, my partner and I are so smooth sailing right now. It's so wonderful. I hope it never changes. And then it changes. Why? Oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. Because you're human. and it's just another opportunity. Mm-hmm. Should you... both, or out, maybe you're dating 8 people, should you all choose to take it? And then when you choose to take it, you take it with the body and the emotions less so than you do with the busyness of the mind. And that's my rant.
Yeah.
So with that brings me to, what's up with these online courses if people want to dive into this work?
I mean, I love how you explained that though, because it's like, it's the cycles, right? And it's us learning that all the cycles are good and there's pleasure in all of them. And it's not necessarily easy, but just like when you're working out and you're climbing up a mountain, like it's hard, but it feels good, So it's kind of just like learning to access those pieces.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it brings so much, honestly, that's where the depth happens. Because how can we know the passion or the pleasure if we haven't known the not knowing of it, right? If we haven't known the separation. So really it makes those smooth sailing and beautiful moments so much more enriched in that way. And with our, with the online program and intimacy, that was our whole, what we were downloading about it was that it's shifting the frequency, the energy behind need into desire. Because literally we're basically meant to have sex with the world in all realms, through our food, through our relationships, through our friendships, through all these aspects. And that intimacy does start with the self. It starts with that knowing, okay, what are these ways? What are the inner workings of myself? And then how do I get to play with everything around me. And when you shift from need, I need that relationship, I need that job, I need that thing, into desire, it shifts out of scarcity, right? Into this, like, wait a minute, I get to. Not because I have to, like, I want to. I get to create from a place of desire. I get to go into whatever it is that is bringing me pleasure in a whole new realm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so those were part of, like, some of our tip pieces, was just like, you know, think about when you say, like, oh, I have to do this, like, your energy just drops. You're like, oh, I have to do this other thing. But when you switch into, ooh, like, I get to do this, like, I'm so excited, I get to do this. And sometimes you really get to go inside and, like, adjust yourself so that you're like, yeah, I get to do this. Like, I've got these, like, really strong hands, these, like, you know, like, my body is great. Like, you get to talk yourself into, hey, like, I get to do this. This isn't something I have to do. It's something, like, I want to do, you know? And the more that we tune into that in every single aspect of our world, there's an energy that changes and shifts, because you're not saying, oh, like, I can't, and I'm exhausted, and there's one other thing, you know? It's like, you're more like, yes, I'm doing this, and then I'm going to do this. And then it creates this compound vortex. That energy carries you. And, you know, just like Jen said, it's like, we are having sex with everything, because everything, you know, from that metaphysical perspective, it's like oneness, everything is you. So anything that's triggering you, you get to say, hey, wow, this thing's triggering me. Awesome. What message do I get to, like, go in and dive deep into and see now? Or, you know, if you're, like, carrying a bag or something, you're just, you know, instead of being like, oh, so I'm just throwing it, you're just like, hey, like, I honor this bag, I'm putting it down. You know, you're folding your clothes. You're like, oh my gosh, like, I'm bringing so much light and presence into folding these clothes. These clothes are awesome. These clothes are being blessed for the rest of the day for whoever's using them. You know, like, just changing your mindset throughout the day. You're not just like, oh, I'm driving, I got to go to this space. You're like, no, I'm driving, I'm setting the intention that as I'm driving, like, light radiates out through my car, you know, blessings, like, everywhere I go is a blessing, you know? And so that's where intimacy really came in, was people are busy. They don't want to have one extra thing to do sometimes. So we've really, like, embedded these, like, 10 to 15 minute videos so that they get to have a new perspective in every little micro area of their world, you know? So it's like, hey, if you're taking a dump, like, oh, I'm ready to release my 5-year-old trauma through this dump, you know?
I love that.
Oh my God. I'm gonna think of pooping entirely differently.
That's super smart to think of it that way. Get out of me. Yeah. I'm done.
We call them purge poos.
Should we make the title of this episode Purge Poos?
Purge
Just kidding.
Poos. We're not. No, no,
no. We'd be fine with that too. We love talking about poop.
Oh, perfect. Me too.
I'm actually going to take this course. It's online, and I would love for you to share how folks can actually work with both of you and also sign up for this online course. You all out there, I'm encouraging to join me on this journey. I'm really excited about it. While I was writing the questions, I was like, this is amazing. I'm totally going to join this revolution. That is the intimacy. You are your own North Star is, I believe, the title of the online course. But please also share. I know that you're offering our listeners a little incentive as well. And the last piece that I would love for you to share is the work that you're doing with the Clarity Water donation. Every time a person says yes to the offering, please share.
Yeah. So, you know, from my perspective, like, water energy is joy consciousness. So when the entire planet is hydrated, as in, like, every person on the planet has access to water, there's going to be something very magical that happens for us as a planet, like an elevation that begins to happen. So Soul Lit, which is the co-creation of me, Jen, Mason, and Momo, there's four of us that have this, like, healing collective. And our thing is just to, you know, bring pure, clean water to as many people on the planet as possible. So when someone signs up to join us for intimacy, 24 people receive clean water for an entire year. So we're really stoked about that. And it's crazy what happens when you don't have access to clean water, because you get tumors, you get, like, all these things, because, you know, and think about all these kids that aren't having access to that. And it's just the very basic essential of life. And so we're so passionate about it. We're super excited about it. And Charity water, 100% of anything that goes there all goes to supporting the water, you know, the water project, because all of their other fees are paid by donors and investors and things like that. So it's a really special, unique type of charity, and that's why we chose them. So yeah, you can find us on SamanthaBlossom.com, Jen Velmer, JenVelmer.com, or solit.co, SOULIT.co. Yeah.
Yeah, we also have a free Facebook group called Get Solit. So that always has great little free fun tips and tools and insights just to kind of juice up the system.
And so for this workshop, is this a one-time thing that people do where it's offered on X dates, or is it, can they do it anytime? How does it work?
Yeah, they can do it anytime. And each day for 30 days, they have like either a mini video. There are four modules that are 1 hour each, and then four healing sessions that are 1 hour each. So those are the bigger portions. But the rest of the days are 10 to 15 minute videos that they get to just, you know, have one practice to integrate throughout the day.
Yeah. And really, this is it's an inner and outer movement. And so within it's 30 days, but this is also set up. It's that integration. It's that practice. Like Samantha was saying, everybody can do it. It's daily things that you're already doing. So being able to shift behind it to get in alignment is actually getting in heart coherency. And so it's working with the brain, the mind, the body, the emotions, like the all of it. And they can revisit it though anytime, and they'll get something out of it each time. It's like reading a book again or watching a movie. It's going to go deeper. It's going to keep just unfolding a lot of layers of magic, and it's lifetime access.
And our listeners are getting 20% off. You can go to our website. We're going to put all the details, how to find them, click the links, and how you as a Shameless Sex listener can get 20% off this amazing program. Take it with me. Join me. And I really want to thank both of you beautiful humans for sharing your gifts and this work with us and with everyone out there that's listening to this now in 2020, or if it's 2042, I feel the benefits are going to just unfold. Each time people listen to the show. And to all of you out there, what do you think about wine, Amy? Is that your favorite four-letter word, or is it cock?
Cock, but oh, okay. Wine's my second favorite.
Okay, good. Mine is wine. And if you haven't done so, guess what, y'all? She's got some new releases, marginswine.com. Find out why Amy and I absolutely love this small batch boutique wine. So special, every bottle is like a surprise, but it's beautifully made and made with lots of love and intention. So go ahead, marginswine.com, and we love you. Go ahead. Tell us you love us too. Give us 5 stars on iTunes, and I'll give you an energetic hug right through this microphone right meow.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, y'all. We will see you next Tuesday. Ciao for now. Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com.
And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.